brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, if you just joined us, CNN host calls deadly terror bombings helpful to New World Order agenda. That's PrisonPlanet.com. We'll play that again later in the hour. CNN Sanchez says dead Americans good for war against manufactured terror, that it's helpful, and that so be it if it helps understand how evil the Muslims are. Key article I'll be detailing more coming up. Also want to get into FDA panel to review safety of diabetes drug, Avandia. Another big European report that aspartame is causing miscarriages and low birth weights and a bunch of other genetic engineering poisoning, eugenics news. That is all coming up. But I want to go to your phone calls as well here today. After I take calls here in the next 20 minutes, I'm also going to get into suffer these criminals in Oakland. Don't call the cops. Dozens of layoffs effective at midnight. Barring last-minute deal, the police are saying they're not going to respond to petty crime. That's actually been going on for a long time. Now it's just official. And I wanted to dovetail that with Cleveland, Ohio, a suburb. It talks about counties there saying, buy guns, we can't protect you. At least they're being honest. So that's coming up as well. Also the latest on the oil spill. But right now, let's go to James in Ohio, listening on 900 AM WCER. Good to have you on the air with us, James. Go ahead, James. James, are you there? Okay, we'll put them on hold and go back to them in a moment. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, well, thank you, Alex. I was looking at some of your some of the good things you've done here, and I know you had Red Beckman on your program before, and I had several things today, and at first I was wanting to challenge you, Alex, to get him back on there again if possible. And in Beckman's Born Again Republic book, pages 133 to 136, is he talking about a will and testament left to us here in 2010 by the signers of the Constitution? I remember one of the signers was asked, what is this?
It's a republic, madam, if you can keep it.
Yeah, it said, and he replied, it will, okay, yeah, in context, exactly. It will be good only when we, the people, will be as serious about it as those who have signed it are.
Yeah, freedom is not a spectator sport. You better be involved 110% or you're going to be enslaved. Mark, I appreciate your call. Nathan in Florida, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's good to talk to you, sir. I'm assuming you've read David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs?
Yes, where he says, I am guilty of wanting to set up a world government to abridge U.S. sovereignty. He says, that's what I'm accused of, and I say guilty as charged.
Absolutely. Since he has written this book, and I mean, it's in his own words and everything, I'm wondering what can we do to possibly arrest him and try him for high treason.
You've got to educate the public that what high treason is. Obama blocking Arizona and saying, I want the crime to continue, to hold people hostage, to pass global amnesty for the North American Union. That's an act of treason. And you've got to educate people about what treason is. I mean, the average person doesn't know that there's literally thousands of books, thousands of white papers written by every prominent globalist about how they're poisoning our water and our food and setting up world government and chemtrailing the skies. And it's all admitted. I mean, I have thousands, no exaggeration, thousands of documents admitting they're chemtrailing, poisoning the food, GMOing. I mean, I am wallowing in evidence. And I'm just here trying to present it to people and saying, hey, instead of knowing all about LeBron James, who has the Chosen One tattooed on his back and likens himself to King James, of the King James Version, he's some type of god or demigod, how about we become informed about how there's total tyranny unfolding?
I'm no lawyer, so I'm just wondering, is there any way to get the cops involved and actually arrest this guy and start a trial?
Well, that's something grand juries could do. I mean, you've got somebody who's in control of much of the government, who engineered the banking collapse, saying he wants to destroy America. And so, again, I'm here nailing it to the church door, nailing the facts up. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind Command Center,
in the heart of the resistance, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the second hour, 8 minutes in here. I'm going to be breaking down the economy more at the bottom of the hour. I'm also going to get into Fidel Castro is now saying that he thinks World War III is about to begin. I'm going to go over some of his quotes there. An Iraq inquiry says the government intentionally and substantively exaggerated WMD threat. We already know that, but it's amazing to see the British government admit it. Breaking news due to public outcry, Coast Guard rescinds ban on reporters and photographers from oil spill. They threatened 2 weeks ago to charge you with federal felonies if you tried to photograph or videotape anything going on either in the Gulf or on the beach. But that's totally unconstitutional. The tyrants have now at least backed off on the surface. The arrest and intimidation are continuing. So we'll be discussing some of that coming up. And all over the United States, very ominous developments, as CNN and others report, that the United States has lost its AAA rating as a nation. So has Europe to the communist Chinese. People say, well, then who cares? Well, they're our biggest creditor. They buy this worthless paper. And now from California to Iowa and many other areas, they are reporting that police will not respond to normal crime. And so we're going to be going over some of that coming up as well. But right now,
We're going to go ahead and talk to Nathan in Texas. Nathan, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you again. I just wanted to make a suggestion. I've been befriending people all around the globe on Facebook, you know, seeing their posts, you know, posting things. They comment on mine, I comment on theirs. I think it's a good way to get involved, you know, to get everybody kind of to unite. So I think everybody should have 50 and 100 Facebook friends who are info warriors. And also, secondly, I just wanted to ask about this guy, Amiri, who is supposedly he was a missing Iranian nuclear scientist. Just your comment on that.
Well, they just said there's been a new development 30 seconds before I walked in. I saw a Reuters article that Phil tried to tell me about. And so I don't have the latest on that, but we will cover that for you coming up as soon as I'm able to research it. What's your take, Nathan?
Oh, I just think, as far as that goes, I mean, I didn't know what to think of it. I saw that there was a few different videos that had come out saying that he was here studying. He was here, and they said he'd been kidnapped by the CIA and tortured and stuff. And now he's at the embassy in Washington. He's trying to get back to Iran. So I'm just wondering if, you know, maybe that's some kind of propaganda they're trying to spin to make it look like Iran has nuclear scientists over here, something, the possibility of a, you know, staged Iranian attack, you know, to line up with all of what's going on with, you know, us, you know, getting ready for war with Iran.
Well, they did that in 2002 and 2003. They would claim that Iraqi defectors had told them one thing, and then later the defectors came out and said that they hadn't said that. And strangely enough, in Jordan and Iraq, they would then be hunted down and killed mysteriously by al-Qaeda. Why would al-Qaeda or al-Qaeda try to kill someone that is basically critical of the lies that took us to war? I appreciate your call, and I do have that article. Let me read part of it here on air and then give you my take on it. Here is the headline out of Reuters. Iran scientist turns up at Washington mission. A missing Iranian nuclear scientist dramatically turned up at an Iranian interest section of Pakistan's embassy in Washington and was quoted as saying he was kidnapped by the U.S. agents in a disgraceful act. But a U.S. official who declined to be named said that the scientist who vanished during a pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia more than a year ago had been visiting the United States and had decided to return to Iran of his own free will. Tehran has reportedly accused the CIA of abducting him, who worked for Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, but ABC News has reported he defected and was helping the agency. Washington denied he was spirited away for nuclear secrets. My kidnapping was a disgraceful act for America. I was under enormous psychological pressure and supervision of armed guards in the past 14 months. Amiri, who is in his 30s, was quoted as saying in a phone interview with Iran State TV. Iran is locked in a dispute with the United States and its allies over Tehran's nuclear development program that the West says is designed to produce nuclear weapons and which Iran officially says aims to generate power. And there's another development hot off the presses. Iranian scientists came freely to U.S. Officials now say. So was he really kidnapped or is he trying to cover up his defection back to Iran? Who knows, my friends. But your point about how they're trying to hype up war with Iran is well taken. Here is Press TV, which is an English-speaking version of Iranian state television. It's basically like Al Jazeera is to Saudi Arabia. MP says sanctions, a declaration of war on Iran. By the way, Ron Paul agrees. I mean, if somebody came and blocked goods and services coming into the U.S. with warships and was grabbing U.S. bank accounts worldwide, that'd be an act of war. A senior Iranian lawmaker says the new round of anti-Iran U.N. Security Council sanctions is an open declaration of war against Iran by these six major powers. Speaking to the Fars news agency on Sunday, a member of Iranian's Parliament's Foreign Policy and National Security Commission, Mohammad Karim Rad, said the administration of the U.S. president never truly after a nuclear fuel exchange with Iran. Yeah, they offered to give all their nuclear fuel to the UN to be enriched in Brazil or in Turkey or in France. So they'd 100% know it couldn't be used for weapons. And they said no 5 years ago before they put Ahmadinejad in. They were very soft, the opposite of hardline, and were letting inspectors in everywhere. And then the UN said you can't even have peaceful reactors. Now they're trying to put sanctions on to block fuel being imported. Because Iran has a lot of oil, but they refineries are very expensive and very complex. They can only refine about half the fuel they need. So they want reactors for power. And their growing population. President Obama did not expect Iran to accept the exchange. It's 3.5% enriched uranium with 20% enriched batched outside of Iranian soil, he went on to say. But see, that's too complex for the average person to actually research and figure out. They're too busy knowing all of the trivia about Lindsay Lohan or Michael Jordan or any of these people. They're just too busy. They know all about Paris Hilton and her sex tape, but they know nothing about what's happened in Iran's history with the United States. And continuing, Iran-backed group eyed attack on U.S. bases in Iraq, general says. So now we see our general saying that Iran, it wants to back attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq. Meanwhile, for 5 years, the White House admits, under Bush and now Obama, consecutively, it's congruent, that they have four different terror groups, three of them al-Qaeda-backed, attacking Iranian bases and military and police in Iran. Iran has sued the U.S. at the U.N. over this and lays there and takes it. So our government launches terror attacks against them on a weekly basis. U.S. Special Forces have been there for at least 8 years. Arabic U.S. citizens who are Special Forces doing this, and it's all admitted. It's an act of war, but Iran puts up with it. The average good old boy doesn't know that. They think, them Iranian Arabers want to kill us. They're not Arabs, by the way, but here's another one. Iran's strike rumors are spinning out of control. A good boil-down article here where it links to all these mainstream news reports where Israel, the U.S., the U.N., NATO are all talking about striking Iran and calling for strikes on Iran. So there, I've gone over basically the latest Middle East, Central Asia news for you. I meant to get to that later, but since you brought it up, I've gotten to it now. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let us now speak with Lisa in New York. Lisa, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering about what you were mentioning yesterday, that the government is planning on confiscating or somehow whoever has a retirement plan isn't really going to get a hold of it. Can you explain to me what you meant by that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to let you go because your phone's so bad, but it's an important question. Thanks for calling. All right, this is a multifaceted cocktail. There's so many ways that they steal part of or all of pensions that it would make your head spin. But let me just cover one way. And this is at record levels worldwide, not just in the U.S. You can search the term retirees losing pensions at record rates. And it'll hundreds of articles will come up, literally hundreds. One trick that General Electric or Kodak or General Motors or any of these companies will do, they've all done it. Defense contractors are doing this at record levels as they move to China. Oh, yeah, they're moving to China. Over 90% of our drugs are now made in China, including vaccines. Side issue. Not a national security issue to the government, though. They love it. The Chinese are part of eugenics. They have a one-child policy. They're helping spike the vaccines. Of course, it's being made there. But I digress. One way that they do it is they will create a subsidiary. Take a famous computer microchip maker here in Austin. 6 years ago, they created a spinoff and basically got rid of everybody's pensions and shut down the old company and then hired end-to-end replacements and young people that graduated here in the U.S., I guess to speak English, a small minority of them, to manage that. And that's just one example. So what they do is they create subsidiaries to take your pensions. Bush, 7 years ago, spearheaded a change in the law that allowed corporations to take your pensions, all or part of them. And then now you hear the term austerity in England, in the U.S., in Canada, in Greece, in Spain, in Portugal, in Germany, that they've got to raise your taxes, cut welfare, but also cut your retirement. And that companies need to do that. And then, of course, Bloomberg has reported that they are, the federal regulators are now, quote, ordering, they don't have that power, but people follow the orders of these thugs, for private pension funds to be invested, quote, in failed banks. That's a Bloomberg headline. And so basically what they do is companies create subsidiaries, then they bankrupt the old company, kind of like Enron did, and then that's how they don't pay you your pension. Or they reduce your pension. And yes, that's happening everywhere. We'll be right back.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I want to tell you a story now. Welcome back. I'm Rick Sanchez. This is Rick's List. This is a story about a guy named Nate Henn. This is important. Stay with me here. By all accounts, American Nate Henn was a hell of a guy. This is a selfless individual who devoted his young life to helping others. Today, he's dead. Nate Henn is dead. Killed by murderous terrorists in the faraway land of Uganda, where Henn was working with children. Thousands of people had gathered in Uganda's capital to watch the final game of the World Cup. They're watching a soccer game. The game was in its 19th minute when the bombs began to explode. One at a restaurant, then two at a rugby field where they were watching on an outdoor screen. Our latest tally of the number who died, 74. 74 innocent people are dead. Joining me now is Gary Bernstein. He's a former CIA officer. But you know what's interesting about this? In a strange way, the event is helpful to the cause of those of us who know how sadistic these fundamental radical Islamic terrorists are. And if it helps get the message out there that these are not the good guys, then so be it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Let's continue here with your phone calls coming up in the next segment. But first, I wanted to go back into this. CNN host calls deadly terror bombings helpful to New World Order agenda. CNN host Rick Sanchez let slip a telling admission in response to the deadly bombings in Uganda during his show yesterday. The fact that such attacks are, quote, helpful for the military-industrial complex agenda to take over and occupy third world countries after AFRICOM, the United States African Command. Speaking with former CIA agent, Sanchez stated, you know what's interesting about this? It's strange way the event is helpful to the cause of those of us who know how sadistic these fundamental radical Islamic terrorists are. And if it helps get the message out that there are these and, you know, good guys, then so be it. Let me read that again. Islamic terrorists, and that if it helps get the message out that there are these guys and that these guys are not the good guys, then so be it. And, of course, we just played the clip again. You can watch that clip up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What an incredible admission by this guy. Who's up next here, John? All right, Norman in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Go ahead.
Well, you were talking about eugenics earlier. I'd like to equate circumcision with eugenics in America, this institution that started in 1955. It takes away the most erogenous zones of the male penis, results in a smaller head, which are connected to the brain. The nerves are connected to your brain. So it results in a smaller head size, less developed head, and mental, physical prowess. Foreskin restoration is possible. I would recommend your listeners that are circumcised to Google foreskin restoration. I read an article last night saying Bill Clinton and the CDC want circumcision to be mandatory worldwide in order to fight AIDS.
Right. I mean, that's incredible if that's true, because it is people's choice whether they get circumcised or not, and most Americans are not getting circumcised now. And, you know, there's arguments for and against. But let's go ahead and search that term. Bill Clinton calls for mandatory circumcision. Wow, if that's the case, that is outrageous.
I can tell you, it's Y-Night News. The title of the article is Clinton, Circumcision-the answer to AIDS. It's from YNetNews.com. They use this false evidence that came out of Africa saying that circumcision cuts AIDS transmission by 40%.
Well, we know AIDS is declassified to be a Navy bioweapon developed in the 70s as an autoimmune cancer virus, and we know what it does, and I've had top scientists on about that. So, and to claim that you could get AIDS through your skin, HIV is a very weak virus, and that it would have anything to do with it is just asinine. The answer is abstinence. But they've done studies, even the BBC's admitted it, where people who haven't had their hymen broken, women who have not been lost their virginity, are getting HIV over there. And the only thing that the BBC admitted a few years ago it could be was, quote, the vaccines. But they said, oh, the UN must not be using a new needle each time. They must be sharing needles in the vaccination. Yeah, there it is. Incredible. London Guardian. Circumcision may be the answer to AIDS, says Clinton. All right. Thank you, sir. Glad you called. Dave, Matt, Jim, Kevin, many others, your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Continue with Dave, Matt, Jim, Kevin, Justin, and many others. I would like to hear listeners' take on CNN host Rick Sanchez saying that the terror attacks in Uganda that killed over 70 people are, quote, helpful, and that if it helps the agenda of the New World Order to launch all these wars, that so be it. And then we have a whole article of all these other globalists. In fact, later, if I have time the next hour, I want to read this whole story, quoting in other mainstream articles about how great 9/11 was and how we need another one. Now, if you read Operation Northwoods, where the U.S. government says they want to bomb D.C., bomb Miami, shoot people and blame it on foreign countries for World War III, you'll understand the mindset of this. False flag is taught to U.S. Army captains and above who were in special ops. That was declassified or leaked by WikiLeaks 2 years ago. The Pentagon admitted it was real, but said we want to arrest whoever put this out. This was a manual being used up until 2004 that we know of, how to stage false flag terror attacks. So the Army is taught how to stage terror, okay? And they're all taught this, so they just go public with it. Hey, this is great. This people got killed. We can launch new wars. You know, top Pentagon brass sitting around with Rumsfeld. We have the audio of that linked on here going, sir, 9/11 sure helped us. It would sure be good if we had another one. Rumsfeld's, I know, but it's hard. It's, you know, and they're like, yes, sir, we know. You can tell they're talking about 9/11 truth, and they're all, we'll take care of it, sir. We'll, I mean, that made news, what, 4 years ago. We will actually, that was only 2.5 years ago. Boy, time flies. So that is some of what is coming up. But I'd like to hear callers comment on that. I think this is a pretty big deal. But continuing with the economic news, I want to recap this now. Central banks start to abandon the U.S. dollar. What an amazing statement from CNN. There's mounting evidence the central banks have little faith in the greenback. These days, can we blame them? And what are the central banks? The private holding consortiums of the top global banks worldwide, less than 10, six that dominate the U.S. They're all interconnected. They're globalists. They're against sovereignty. They want to take all of our sovereignty and all of our liberties and freedoms and transfer the laws to the international level so they can eradicate freedom. So there's CNN. Fortune magazine's also running with the same headline. Central banks start to abandon the U.S. dollar, and they go on to talk about how great the central bankers are and how they want to save us and how much we should love them and when these are the culprits. But people are so ignorant about finance and government, they don't even know the Federal Reserve's private, though that's starting to change. Chinese rating agency strips Western nations of AAA status. China's leading credit rating agency has stripped America, Britain, Germany, and France of their AAA ratings, accusing Anglo-Saxon competitors of ideological bias in favor of the West. China is in a lip lock with the globalists. Mao Zedong was put in by the CIA. Again, that's declassified. They own most of our debt, but now they're going to bash the U.S. We'll lose our credit rating, so we'll pay even bigger interest rates to private banks for the right to have a U.S. dollar. So this is all part of moving away from the dollar and onto this global currency controlled by the communist Chinese, who they'll then use as an industrial powerhouse to muscle every other country into total deindustrialization, which then bankrupts the nations, which is a form of financial military warfare. And then they come in with the police state behind that to physically dominate the populations. And joining us with 30-plus years researching the gold and silver market is Ted Anderson. Ted, I wanted to bring this next article up to you. That's why we've got you on today, plus gold's up by over $16. Secret gold swap has spooked the market. And so gold's actually up from this, but they spun this yesterday as if it would drive down gold, saying that because central banks are secretly selling masses of gold to each other, but again, it's a swap. They sell it for a lower price to drive down the price, but the banks are all owned by the same people, so it's not really a sale. That's what Gatta found. And it says it takes a lot to spook the gold market. But when it emerged last week that one more bank had lent 380 tons of gold to the Bank of International Settlements in return for foreign currencies, there was widespread surprise and confusion.
Yeah, well, no, I read the same article, Alex.
I mean, we got 380 tons of gold going to the International Bank of Settlements, so these guys can get more fiat currency. This is just private bankers getting the gold for fiat currency for themselves. This is the elites, as we've seen the Saudi Arabians, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Indians, the Europeans, the U.S., all moving into gold, and they take this and spin it as if it's bad news for gold.
Yeah, you're right about that, and it did. It did spook the marketplace enough, I guess, to drop it down into that $1,190 level. But then we've seen it come right back up again. Alex, those numbers that you're talking about are significant. It's almost the entire production for a year of gold being sold all at once in the marketplace. And no wonder why there's a negative effect on the price of gold. But like you say, the insiders knew what was going on. They were buying it, and it didn't last very long. I mean, what, 2-3 days? And now we have gold over $1,200 an ounce again?
Ted, let's be clear. This is a one-year mining supply. This is about, it's a little bit under from what I've seen, right under what is produced every year. And this is kind of a 3-4 day mini accelerated, because we're in the high tech society, version of what happened in 33. And my grandmother remembers this. In fact, I've got to go out and interview World War II vets and people that are above 80 who do remember this before they all die. But this is on record from the 1933 War Powers Act and the reorganization of the U.S., the takeover of the states via the state police. But for those that don't know, they declared this emergency act when Roosevelt came in, and he ordered all gold turned into the government, all investment gold, And for 1 year, they depressed the price of gold by about 50%. Then 1 year later, they more than doubled the price up, and it turned out there had been secret transfers to Europe of most of our gold supply. And then they went ahead and more than doubled the price to make a record profit for themselves. So this is a mini replay. Well, not even a mini. This is a fast-forward replay of that.
Well, I mean, Alex, that what happened in 1933 was a confiscation of the wealth of the people, and it was put in the hands of the elite. I mean, even when you read the executive order of 1933 issued by Franklin D. Roosevelt, he doesn't say that you have to turn this gold into the U.S. government. You have to turn the gold into a Federal Reserve Bank branch or agency. And what they did is they paid people $26 an ounce for that gold. 1 year later, they raised the price to $36 an ounce. The previous to this, the deal was is us as United States citizens, if we deposited a piece of gold at the bank would give us a certificate of deposit. It was called a $20 bill. And that $20 bill said a gold certificate meaning that we have gold on deposit. If we go back to get our gold back, you know, that would, because of fractional reserve banking, you know, everybody was standing in line trying to get their money out of the bank.
But I mean, Chad, this is key. I want to illustrate this because then over the next few years, it didn't just go up by the massive amount you talked about. It went up even more. And that's why today, almost all the gold that you buy at good prices to be able to sell to the American people, you're buying from Europe. When everybody else has run out of gold sources, you've been in this business so long, you've got sources, and it's almost all European, even a lot of the U.S. gold, the old Eagles and other things that you buy, is coming back in from Europe because the European bankers set up the Federal Reserve in 1913, and then a few decades later in 33, they engineer the Depression and order everyone to turn their gold in for paper, and then they openly shipped it to Europe. That's another example of how they've bamboozled us over and over again. I mean, this was the biggest bank robbery in history, and now they've done the same thing with basically a one-year supply of gold for the entire world in a four-day period. This is incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's just ridiculous when you think about it that way, and I just wish the people of the United States of America would wake up and see what really happened to them. I mean, the people in 1933, you know, they didn't know what they were doing in economically. I mean, they're all farmers and labor. And, you know, they were hoodwinked. No question about it, Alex. That money was stolen from them. And like you said, it went to Europe because we were importing $20 liberties and $20 St. Gaudens pieces and $10 liberties from Europe for years. I mean, it all had, you know, to do with the Marshall Plan and like you said, secret transfers that happened even before that. There is no reason why Europe should have had our gold, but yet it happened. And it isn't like it went to the European governments. It went to their central banks. And that's, you always, you know, you're talking about elite and all these games that they play. I mean, people could just wake up and see that the elected governments that are out there are not controlling the world. It's this shadow government behind the elected governments that are doing it. And that little sell-off that they had here just recently is just an indicator that if you sell the entire supply of gold that's being produced for a year or just short of that, and you can only drop the price of gold from $1,220 an ounce to $1,192, and then it comes jumping right back up into $1,200 within a couple of days. There's a lot of demand for gold. There's a lot of people that aren't buying this crap that they're trying to feed us.
Yeah, that's got to panic the globalists that they dump a year's supply of gold. We're talking just massive, massive, massive tonnage, 380 tons. And I guess every year they produce about 400 tons. So just 20 tons shy of what is mined every year. The mines can't keep up with what's happening. They dump an entire year's supply on the market, snatch it up for themselves, and still gold starts exploding back up in price. But, I mean, Ted, if the UN is announcing, if the IMF is announcing, if the World Bank is announcing that they're going to have concerted global currency devaluations, and they're saying it's the end of the dollar, and CNN, the New York Times, just everywhere, every day, and saying we deserve it, and saying the end of America, the beginning of China taking over the planet. Of course, if gold is dominated in global currencies, there's no way to keep gold down. But regardless, this really illustrates how manipulated and how criminal. I mean, not just the 1933, the Federal Reserve getting our gold through fraud. Of course, a lot of people didn't turn it in. a lot of my ancestors, people still alive didn't. You know, they turn a little in and then keep the rest, and that really made the bankers mad. But, I mean, good for Americans when foreign Federal Reserve that hijacked our country, you know, 20 years before, comes in and steals everybody's gold, saying, you know, turn it in, be good Americans. Americans aren't going to do that the next time, these criminal scumbag. This is like Madoff and Ken Lay ordering you to turn your gold in for paper coupons they give you, and then people go and do it. You know, I mean, what if the government said, hey, give us your children? I guess a lot of people do actually hand them over so they can fly them out of the country and be, you know, auctioned off at the orphanages. But, Ted, it's just so massive to know all this was coming from reading globalist documents and to now be living in a time when record gold sell-offs and it fails to drive down the price but for 3 or 4 days, they're openly announcing the end of the dollar. I mean, this is insane. They're openly announcing we're going into a depression, Ted.
Well, let's just put it this way, Alex, and I think you already did. You cannot destroy the value of the dollar without an equal increase in the value of gold. It offsets one another. Gold has been valuable for 6,000 years. They didn't find U.S. paper fiat money in the Egyptian tombs when they opened them up. They found gold.
And, Ted, let me add this. I mean, what about London Telegraph? Chinese rating agency strips United States of AAA status. I mean, this is our biggest creditor. This is the group that buys, you know, we buy cheap toasters that break as soon as you get them out of the box. They go and buy our currency to control us, and now they're kicking the United States around, which will actually devalue their biggest investment, but they don't care. They want to force everybody to move their industry to China, and the CFR is signaling America's over, move to China, more acts of high treason. They need to go arrest those CFR pieces of crap that have been writing all these policy papers.
Yeah, they sure do. Boy, I tell you, it would be nice to see some of that come along. Unfortunately, they're the ones that have their hands in the pockets of our lawmakers, and I don't know if we're going to see that. But one thing you can do for yourself is you can get yourself out of this paper funny money that they're giving us and get yourself into something real hard and tangible. I mean, if it's going to be bullets and guns, fine. But you can only have so much of that. You know, I listen to these people. I still run into people that have so much money tied up in IRAs, in 401k plans, in the money in the bank, in the stock market. They want to speculate on that every time it jumps over 10,000. And I just scratch my head and go, your eyes aren't open to what's happening here. I mean, the United States dollar is on a, you know, on a runaway track to hell, for God's sake.
It is. I mean, the average yuppie is starting to pay a little bit of attention, but when they finally figure out what's happening, they are going to rush for commodities, and the strongest of those being gold and silver. Here's the Business Week headline 1 hour ago. Gold gains most in a month on increased demand for commodities, and gold's up over $16 today, and we're not saying it's a flying carpet, a golden parachute, or silver bullet. We're not saying it's a panacea. We're not saying it's Valhalla, heaven, 40 virgins. What we're saying is it's the best thing out there. Guns, food, water filters. I mean, you cannot trust in these fiat currencies when they're openly saying they're going to gut them. Ted, quickly, because I'm going to break and come back with calls and other news, please tell listeners out there they can call up and buy one silver coin, one gold coin, fifth of an ounce. They can buy 1,000 ounces. You've got it at the best prices because you always buy when it's low, sell when it's high at the old low price. Give folks the offer because most gold brokers out there literally have run out of gold in the last 6 months or they've got giant premiums. Midas Resources, folks, with the specials we offer, I can certify these are smoking hot, awesome deals. Ted, give them today's offer.
Yeah, sure. The Frank is a really good offer at $265, considering the fact that you get a full-year subscription to the International Forecaster, and that gives you the information on what's going on in the economy. The Walking Liberty Half at $975. I know that internet prices have shot well over $10 for that coin. We also have the Buffalo coin, and it's at the market price. But right now, I think that's right around that $1,300 level. But, you know, the market is volatile. It's going up. And Alex, I need to say, people need to get moving. We're in July. I know you have to go to break here real quick, but we're in July. We're looking forward to August, September, October, November. That's when the gold market gets really hot. And that's when you're going to see market peaks that you've never seen before. And it only makes sense to take advantage of it when the bankers are making it cheaper for you. When they're giving you a sale on gold, take advantage of it now, because now is the time to get in. When everything's going to, you know, to crap here in the fall, you know, by then it's almost too late to be getting into gold if you want to take advantage of these lower prices. So I would suggest that you move, and you move now.
Well said, Ted. The toll-free number for people who want to call is 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. They can also go to MidasResources.com, and you've got some really good specials up there on the site. But the very best deals are for people that call, because they can give you that daily special, 800-686-2237. And tell them it's the Ted Anderson, Alex Jones special to take advantage, because it will be a little bit more if you don't tell them it was the special. And still, that's a great deal. But Ted is holding these prices for the next few days, 800-686-2237. Ted, any other coins that you've got really good deals on?
Well, we got bags of junk silver, U.S. Eagles. We have Canadian Maple Leafs. Every now and then, we still get Krugerrands, which are lower in price. I mean, you name it, $10 and $20 Liberties that are so close to melt that, historically they've traded for much higher premiums, and they're just right next to the melt value of gold. So I would suggest, if you're getting into it, if you're looking at gold, call us now at 800-686-2237. Because, Alex, I just need to say it. People need to move before gold's up, not afterwards.
800-686-2237. Ted, great job. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be back with your calls. More news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Okay, I want to race through your phone calls now, because I haven't gotten into city governments, state governments, county governments announcing the police can't protect you. We're going to keep police on staff, but they're just there to write tickets. I mean, that's actually all over the news. There's big developments on the oil well front, and we'll talk about that as well. A lot coming up in the next hour. But I would ask callers, what do you think about the CNN host? In fact, I want to play that one more time, just the very area of the clip where CNN host Rick Sanchez last night, yesterday, with a CNN program, talking to a CIA officer, said that the bombings in Uganda are good and that it helps us understand how evil Al-Qaeda is. And so if that's the case, so be it. And then we have all these other quotes by people in the military, newspaper reporters, saying how great 9/11 was and how we need another one. Well, I'm telling you, I've researched this, and we have links to it in the article. Most of this stuff ends up being government-sponsored, government-staged, and they're using it as a pretext to take your rights. Remember the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, where they're not worried about, you know, turban-headed men 8,000 miles away. They're talking about you and your property and your guns because you are a constitutionalist. You are the enemy of these banks. They've taken over hundreds and hundreds of nations in the last century. Some nations over and over again, repeatedly. They're ruthless, and people better grow up and realize that. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
But you know what's interesting about this? In a strange way, the event is helpful to the cause of those of us who know how sadistic these fundamental radical Islamic terrorists are. And if it helps get the message out there that these are not the good guys, then so be it.
Then so be it. So I hope that some of the callers want to comment on that. Dave in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
You know, while I was on hold, I just thought of something that's probably kind of important. I was doing work for a guy up in Grafton a few years ago, and I always get into the stuff we talk about. And he told me that he was proud because his son is the one that came up with a theory of how Flight 800 went down, and that's the one they went with. So that's sort of like consensus for me, isn't it? He writes the best friggin' essay, so then they, turn it into a fact. Anyway, what I really want to talk to you about was next time you take a well-deserved vacation, if you could rebroadcast the lady you interviewed that talked about Oklahoma, the one that went to James Traficant.
Yes, in fact, Jane Graham was only on for 30 minutes, and I said I would reschedule her. And so we'll set her up for a full hour in the next few weeks. Guys, let's get Jane Graham back on.
The clarity of her was so profound. It was even
no,
in my
she
old
was
palace.
There. She was the head of HUD on that floor. She saw McVeigh planting the bombs. She saw the black op people. I mean, and many other witnesses saw the same thing.
I'm old to this, but it made my jaw drop. If I could play that to somebody that never even would believe it, they would believe it. And the other thing is, when Bill Gates was in front of the globalists talking about reducing populations by inoculation, is that available on DVD or video?
You can just simply go to YouTube. It's a TED TV, and you can search Bill Gates talks about reducing population, and you'll get him on a bunch of different TV programs doing it, including TED TV.
I have a Fred Flintstone computer, but would dial up. So
I understand,
anyway.
But I mean, I would imagine you can contact TED TV. They're a big seminar, and I bet you can buy it on DVD.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Again, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and go to Matt, Jim, Kevin, Mike, and others. But what do you think of this news where it's Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNN? Hey, the dollar's going to be replaced, and it deserves it. Do you blame the bankers, those great guys? Hey, we just sold roughly the entire gold supply that's produced in 1 year, and just on and on and on. I mean, so everything's accelerating. One day of news is like 6 months of news 10 years ago. It's wild.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.